There will be about 1,200 to 1,300 speakers and workshop facilitators coming this year. There will be about 350 or more panels, and then there are events on top of that, including the standalone auditorium events, plenary events, performance pieces, and so on. And you know, one question that one thinks, how does it get like this? Was really the Left Forum is the only place that I think in the country that brings out 4,000 people and always over 1,000 speakers and panelists. And like you say, the diversity of topics, the diversity of issues, the diversity of constituents and communities that come is quite something to behold. Does it all just fly together? Or what is the organizing behind it? And there are different ways to, you know, sort of answer that. But one of the things is the Left Forum has a quality of trust that's been built over its almost 10 years of existence from the folks who founded it. And we're sitting in, you know, one of the rooms now of Stanley Aronowitz, who is one of the founders. Francis Fox Piven is yet another one. And their own history with Left Forum even goes back before that to the Socialist Scholars Conference, which was this really dynamic, sprawling engagement at Borough of Manhattan Community College, for the most part, that had a 35-year history. Left Forum emerges out of that. Times were changing in the late 90s and obviously in the 21st century, and Stanley and Francis and then others who came along, Richard Wolff, Rod Bush, and the names go on of these people who moved this forum as Socialist Scholars towards the Left Forum. These were the emerging sort of terms of the time, which really caught on, I think, with the radical imagination in progressive and left and revolutionary and liberal left communities.
This year, the theme of the Left Forum is mobilizing for ecology and economic transformation. Normally, in the left, the idea of the environment and the economic picture rarely come together as a joint discussion. They do in indigenous thinking, though. The indigenous populations around the world know this because these economic decisions are impacting their lives. In this year, is that why you're trying to bring these two together?
That's a wonderful question. So concretely, some of the panels and speakers reflect exactly what you're saying, the interconnections, the need to basically holistically think of human nature as two and one at the same time. So to put this in terms of panels that are coming forth, Teokasin Ghost Horse, one of the hosts at WBAI, who I've talked with over the years, and we have, I think, a wonderful time going over these issues. As you say, Rebecca, it is the case that other cultures, other ways of understanding the world are in many ways, and it's imperative that they come forth and become more the majority ways of understanding, if that's possible. So Teokasin has a panel called Indigenize Our Paradigms, or Indigenize All Paradigms. And here we have the panel that he's doing two panels that speak about the ineluctable connection between nature, economy, culture, the words we use, the respect, the way we relate to each other. And we have from Latin America, we have the Vice President of Bolivia, Alvaro Garcia Linera. This is an extraordinary sort of meeting of, we could say, the indigenization of understanding of economy is not just coming from the U.S. and from, you know, a group of panels that Teokasin and others are organizing, and there are about 90 environmental economic panels that really deal with this thorny problem of integrating and organizing. Every environmental issue you can think of has its economic consequences, and they're so important because that's where institutional strength, power, control over sort of the quantified actions we take in the name of money. That's where these are manifest, and in many ways sort of it's where nature is sucked in and in some ways represented as rationalized in ways that we have to contend with. We can't ignore that. So the unions that may not want to think about the consequences on their jobs of environmental projects, there are places and broad ways to think about this. From Latin America, we have ambassadors from Argentina, Venezuela, Bolivia coming forth with the vice president. And you know, in Bolivia, the indigenous movements and thinking, the anti-racism that has been put on the agenda to change the institutions of environment and economy as they are changing, struggles still going on, very difficult. Garcia Linera will talk about that. He will be doing multiple panels plus doing a keynote at the very end, delivered in Spanish with interpretation. This is Sunday at 5:30. We're bringing actually our speakers from around the world at that closing plenary. And just the way you're addressing, he addresses these issues.